This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, and joining me are Lim Soo Ann and Dashran Johan. So we've got a couple of stories for you today. In our first one, in conjunction with the Georgetown Literary Festival 2020, Writers Association Pen Malaysia is organising a series of free online dialogues called Sembang Baru or New Conversations. So the series aims to introduce Pen Malaysia and highlight local writers while championing freedom of expression, the importance of translation, and also women writers. So we're going to find out more about that.
And in our second story, the Ministry of Health has reiterated that doulas are not recognized as midwives in Malaysia. So we'll take a look at why a doula shouldn't attempt to replace a midwife or a doctor and what are the risks of home births.
Yes, and we want to know what you think, so you can send us your thoughts by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
That's right. So we'll be discussing the role of doulas a bit later. But now, as you might have heard, this year's Georgetown Literary Festival, or GTLF, kicked off yesterday. And this year, you know, like so many other events, the festival has gone completely virtual. So today what we're going to do is highlight one particular series of conversations from the festival, which are all happening on Facebook Live. And that is the Sembang Baru or New Conversations by Pen Malaysia, which started yesterday and is going to go on until this Saturday, the 20th of November.
Yes, so for a little bit of background, Pen Malaysia is still very new. It's the local chapter of Pen International, and that is a worldwide association of writers. And Pen Malaysia became official just in October last year. And, you know, we did do a segment on this last year. You can just look up Welcome Pen Malaysia on the usual places, bfm.my or the BFM app. So there are over 100 pen centres worldwide, and a large part of their work involves defending writers' freedom of speech. So the organisation also acts as a powerful voice on behalf of writers who have been harassed, imprisoned, and sometimes even killed for their views.
Yes, so the conversations in this GTLF are focusing on several themes, namely freedom of expression, translation, and women writers. So the first session happened last night and was titled Kalau Sastra Bungkam, Bagaimana Saya Akan Bicara? The discussion was held in Bahasa Malaysia and focused on literary world's response to global issues like censorship. And tonight, the focus will be on translation with a session called The Politics, Poetics and Rituals of Translation. And finally, on Saturday, they are presenting the Malaysian Women's Manifesto, where five Malaysian women from the literary world will be sharing their experiences on the role of writing when it comes to feminism and gender equality.
Yes, and this series of conversations is being organised for Pen by Anne Lee, who is a playwright, editor and researcher. She's also an essayist. Also joining her are essayist and novelist Faizal Tehrani. So they've got a great lineup of speakers as well, such as poet Kula Grassi, writer Jemani Sevanathan, writer and performer Joe Kukadas, translator Al Mustaqim M. Radhi, and horror writer Julia Wee, also writer Sridevi Iyer, and many others.
Yes, so to learn more about this dialogue series, we have with us Pen Malaysia's founder, Bernice Cholley. Thanks for joining us, Bernice. So to start off, what was the idea behind the Sembang Baru or New Conversations?
The idea was that because Pen Malaysia was ratified at the Malina Congress last year, and we were planning to, you know, register. This year we had lawyers that we were talking to about how to best register Pen Malaysia. Is it an NGO? You know, how do we go about sort of, you know, certifying it, making sure that it's sort of exists, you know, in the eyes of the law, so to speak, in the eyes of the community. And then, of course, with COVID, everything sort of came to a halt. The decision was sort of made that we would try to make Pen Malaysia more visible this year in spite of what happened, and the political coup as well, which was another setback. Because, I mean, registering something like this is actually quite tricky. As you know, a lot of the NGOs that exist now, Swaram, Sisters in Islam, Amnesty, they all have different ways in which they exist in under Malaysian law, because it is seen as political. It is seen as, you know, fighting for human rights and that sort of thing, freedom of speech, which is what Pen Malaysia is trying to do. So how we do this is actually a little bit, it's very tricky. And because of, you know, all these restrictions, we just decided, okay, since Pen Malaysia has been ratified, we do exist in the eyes of Pen International, let's just go with that. And so I think the decision to collaborate with GTLF happened, and we, you know, wrestled together a team, which I wasn't really a part of, because, you know, I just decided, well, you know, I got Penn this far. Let's see if other people can take it, you know, and run with it for the next step. So that's what happened.
And so who are the others involved in organizing these talks, and what was the process of putting all this together?
Well, we have a board. We have a board. So Anne Lee is our treasurer and also the chair of the Women Writers Committee. Faisal Tehrani is also a board member and the chair of the Translation and Literary Rights Committee. Zed is also a board member. He helped me with the constitution. Melissa is a member of Penn Malaysia. So these are basically members who are part of the organization. Who are also very skilled in other ways, you know, as moderators, as organizers, and people who are have some kind of knowledge about how to do things online. So that team sort of came about, and it was spearheaded by Anne and Faisal and Melissa. We roped in Daniel, who knows how to use StreamYard, Cheryl, our designer. So this just, you know, it's been in the works for about 2 to 3 months. And so yesterday was our first event, and we have two more lined up over the next 2 days. Yeah, so it was a lot of work. It was a collaborative effort, because, you know, I'm so used to doing things on my own, you know, and I think, you know, with Penn, it's like this needs a team. People have to get involved. You know, I can't be the only one doing things all the time, because it took so long just to get Penn to this point. And I just feel that, you know, it's time for other people to rise to the occasion as well.
So there are several themes that are being addressed in this series, Bernice. Censorship, translation, and women writers. Why were these themes chosen?
You know, because Penn does have these committees. So there is a committee for women writers, the Women Writers Committee, the Writers in Prison Committee, and the Translation and Literary Rights Committee. So these are committees that already exist within the Penn framework. And of course, the charter. So we thought that this would be a very, very good way to introduce what Penn is to the Malaysian public and, you know, take those conversations from there.
And could you tell us a bit about the speakers being featured?
The speakers are, you know, a combination of upcoming voices and established voices, people that we are, you know, that we know and are familiar with. But to frame it within the context of freedom of speech, of what Penn Malaysia wants to try and do. And because we are a very, very new organization, there are still certain parameters that we're figuring out. You know, how do we make these things happen? How do we try and create frameworks and support systems where we can actually deliver what we say we want to do? It's not just about writing statements. It's not just about writing petitions. It's really sort of on the ground kind of grassroots work, which Penn does around the world. You know, it rallies support. There's a lot of lobbying that's done. Penn International has a permanent seat on the UN and UNESCO. So it's a very, very powerful organization in many, many ways. And I guess, you know, what we want to do in Malaysia is very different from what Penn Myanmar wants to do, or Penn Cambodia, or Penn Indonesia, or Penn Philippines wants to do. So it's finding that kind of mandate, sticking to it, and you know, trying to see how we can actually work within the frameworks that exist. You know, there's going to be some very, very interesting speakers who will be, I think, speaking on behalf of Penn Malaysia for the very first time. So I think the conversations are going to be quite interesting. I think the Women's Manifesto format is going to be in a Pecha Kucha format, so that's going to be quite challenging, I think, to deliver online. But yeah, it's going to be a mixture of some fun stuff, some you know, serious stuff, and it's really an introduction to what Penn Malaysia wants to try and do in its country.
So Bernice, who are these dialogues aimed at? Is it only writers, or will a larger audience also benefit from tuning in?
I think it's for everyone, really. You know, the GTLF platform is very, very open and very democratic in that sense. So it's who is tuned in specifically. But I think the marketing team, you know, behind these events have been really, really sort of very fervent and kind of, you know, they've tried very, very hard to rope in a lot of the support that we've received from foreign embassies as well, just to let them know that Penn Malaysia exists. Because Penn International does have very, very good standing around the world, and there are very many countries who support the work of Penn, and Penn Malaysia you know, the fact that it's in existence now has garnered a lot of support from the international community as well. So it's really for everyone. You know, we're still in the early steps of setting out what we want to try and do, because it is a very tough mandate. You know, working within Southeast Asia and the realities that exist in Southeast Asia pivots Penn in a very, very interesting and vulnerable position at the same time. So it's a matter of let's wait and see, but also let's try and solidify what we really want to try and do for the literary arts here in Malaysia.
So, Bernice, given all the challenges of this year, what is the future for Penn? What is in the future for Penn Malaysia?
I think the biggest issue is actually quite fundamental. It's we need to get ourselves registered, you know, somehow. The funding from these events actually came from Penn International in London. We were very, very grateful, you know, we're very grateful to receive that kind of funding, because there's no way that we could have done this otherwise, because you have to pay people, you know, we need money to get things off the ground. So I guess the issue of funding is, again, very, very important. You know, how do we fund our events? How do we raise money to create the kinds of things that we want to do? So these are very real questions. And, you know, again, it depends on the kind of support that we get within Penn as well, because it takes work to get things done. So it's the level of commitment, the level of sponsorship, how we are able to garner support within Malaysia and externally to get the things we want to get done.
All right. Thank you, Bernice. That was Bernice Chorley, founder of Penn Malaysia, telling us about their series of conversations that are happening as part of the Georgetown Literary Festivals. The series is called Sembang Baru, or New Conversations.
That's right. And all the conversations are being streamed live for free on the GTLF Facebook page. And so that's facebook.com/GeorgetownLitFest. And the sessions started last night, actually, but they still are on till tomorrow. And that's the 20th of November at right up till 8:30 p.m. And last night's conversation is also up on the Facebook page as well, if you'd like to go and check that out. If you have any thoughts to share, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio, or send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Tell us if you are going to go and check these out. You know, sounds really, really interesting. Or if you've already checked it out, you know, share your thoughts about what you caught last night. But we're going to go for a quick commercial break. We're going to leave you with Sly and the Family Stone with If This Room Could Talk. You're tuned to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.